Genesis 9, 1 through 3. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, and fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon all the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things." After chapter 8, we see that the remnants of humanity are brought down to a single family. God then chooses to provide for his chosen family in blessing Noah and his sons. You see, as seems to be our God's habit, he doesn't hold back in abundantly blessing Noah, as it has always been God's desire to give all that he has to offer to his children. Now, isn't it wonderful how even in the moments of loneliness, God wants us to know of the abundance he has in store? Noah is God's man, and God knows he can trust him with this blessing. You see, later in Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 7, we see Noah named as an heir of righteousness by faith. Today, my brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that you are an heir of righteousness, and your faith and commitment to God's will does not go unseen, and it will not go unanswered. For we desire a better country, that is, a heavenly place, where God is not ashamed to be called ours, and he has prepared a place for us.